Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. We're looking forward to a great night tonight. Let's go ahead and welcome back Adrian, our host tonight. And
welcome back,
are you there,
everybody.
Adrian?
Welcome back. You hear me?
Yes, Adrian.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, well, we're back on another great night in 2012. And tonight, I don't know if you wanted to share much about a lot of the spiritual things that are going on people's lives. One of the things that I've been picking up for this whole month, I think, is having to do with clearing and cleansing. It's almost like taking a vacuum and cleaning your home. You know, it's like going into your home and cleaning your house and you're vacuuming. And I think for a lot of people, like you said, Roy, you know, everyone has some kind of clutter in their lives, or they have some clutter in their minds, or they're holding back on a lot of things and on their contracts. Just like I was talking about an individual I was talking to, where he told me that there is no such thing as somebody for everybody, and he didn't agree with me on that point of view, and that we don't need somebody to live our lives and be alone. You know, and to me, that's clearing out the garbage. You know, that's clearing out the, letting people know, you know, trying to suppress people from moving forward with their twin flames. And to me, that's a sense of hopelessness. You know, that's like saying, well, I'll never be rich, or I'll never have the right relationship. What is, my question to you, Roy, what is holding people back on that perspective, and pretty much with the kind of lifestyle that people are living, with their, with suicides in their families and stuff like that?
Well, we have to remember, Adrian, that a lot of things that hold people back is, you know, limited beliefs, you know, their belief system, you know, what they were taught at a very young age. You know, are they willing to step outside of that box, you know, and venture into other, you know, paradigms and to, you know, be open-minded to everything, you know, that's, you know, we, you know, hear about or learn about, you know. Main thing is we can't have any doubt. You know, that's one of the major things is doubt. Is there anything
for
else you wanted to share?
Yeah, for a lot of people, I think that's one of the biggest killers, is doubt and lack of faith. And one of the things that, you know, like I was telling you, Roy, about the movie The Grey, when I went to see The Grey, that it's all going to come down to survival, you know, and when that survival comes, this is what will really awaken people to the idea that there is a God and that there is a creation, and that our twin flames have to reunite to bring this light into the earth, into the earth of the core, you know, the energy.
Right.
And there's always a reason behind this creation. You know, it's like people try to shut it out. People try to push it out and say, no, there's no such thing. No, there's, you know. Well, the truth is there is a such thing, and that's where the devil steps in and says, you know, follow me, you know, and just give up hope and live alone. And, that it's not important for a man to be with a woman, or it's not important for a person to be with their twin flame. You know, and that's where I think the devil, where he has that deception over people's minds, making them think, you know, that it's not important and that God's not important. And letting go of all these childish thoughts, like Jesus said, you know, you put away childish things. And those childish things are those things that we don't believe, you know. Because as a child, we don't believe in anything. You know, we don't know, like Charles Manson said, which is a good message, he says, a child don't know what that is. Well, this is very true, because we weren't taught as a child to know what that is.
That's interesting. Now, you know, when you know, a lot of it has to do back to when, you know, during our early years, you know, as we were growing up, you know, we were taught certain beliefs, just like, you know, that fire burns. You know, don't put your hand near that fire, it's going to burn your hand. Well, if we didn't have that belief, you know, would that fire have burnt our hand? And, you know, why is it that these ogies, you know, can walk across, you know, hot burning stones and not burn their bottom of their feet? And what's your feelings on that, Asa? Hello. Adrian, are you there? Hello, Adrian, are you there? Well, anyway, I just wanted to share with all our callers and listeners that we should get Adrian back on the air pretty soon. He must be having some technical difficulties right now. I just wanted to share with everyone that, you know, a lot of different experiences, a lot of things that are going on during 2012, and you know, a lot of people are becoming more aware, you know, of these different energies and as to what's going on. It looks like we're getting a list of callers on the line. Let's go ahead and get started with the next caller. From the 617 area, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name,
Hi.
Please?
Vicky.
And where are you from?
I am actually calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, great. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah. I'm a little puzzled. The title of the show says that you do readings. Is that correct?
Yes, we do readings. Just one second. Let me invite Adrian back on the air. Adrian, are you there?
Okay.
Adrian?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
We're starting to invite some of the callers right now. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I hear you fine.
Okay. And what's your name
Hello?
Again? The first caller?
It's Vicky.
Vicky. And Adrian, can you hear Vicky's voice?
Can you
Adrian,
hear me?
Adrian, are you there?
Hello.
Vicky? Vicky, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Laura, do you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you.
I hear you fine.
Okay, and
okay.
I asked
okay.
Vicky if she has a What was your question?
Well, I was just kind of thinking about romance. And
what was your
wondering
question?
I would like to know whether you see any new things for me in romance this year.
And who?
No, just romance. I don't have anybody in particular. Romance, R-O-M-A-N-C-E. Hello?
For some reason, we're having trouble with your connection, Nathan.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, but I don't think you can hear us.
Hello. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, did you hear my question?
Yeah, you were saying something about women?
No,
about romance, Adrian.
Romance?
Yes. What are you getting?
Okay, is there anybody you're interested in?
One person, but it can be anyone.
Hello.
Yes, one person.
Could be anyone?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I see a romance coming at the end of this month. And he's going to have blonde hair and blue eyes. And it says
mm-hmm.
it will be like
That's
a
great.
Business proposition.
That's nice.
Do you know anybody with that description from your work?
No. One person is much older, though, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So I see someone with that description.
I don't know anybody like that yet.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Roy?
Yeah, I could hear you, Adrian.
Keeps cutting in and out for some reason.
You keep cutting in and out?
Did you want a reader?
You're going to have
yeah.
to do the reading.
For some reason,
it
keeps cutting in and out.
Let's go ahead and see if we get a better connection with the next caller, Agent. We're going to go ahead and put you on hold right now.
Okay.
Let's go with the caller from the 559 area. Hello.
Oh.
You're on there.
Hello, Roy, Adrian. This is Melanie from California.
Oh, how are you today?
Oh, I'm okay.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Well, I was, did 2012 survival, free tarot readings, and I got to think about that. I hear a lot about 2012 and doomsday stuff, and so that's got me to thinking that I should call your show and ask a question about if I'll be okay during this time, because that got me kind of worried, you know. All the students stay stuck.
These are rough times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
2012 is a rough time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We're going through a lot of changes.
Well, I was just wondering if I'll be okay where I'm at. But
Are you in a heavy populated area?
I see you're okay where you're at.
I'm okay where I'm at?
Hello?
No?
Yeah, I see you okay where you're at.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. So you're saying that you feel that I'm going to be okay where I'm at? Now, my sister has been talking about moving.
Yeah, I feel like... No. It's not the right time to move yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you are where you are, and you feel comfortable with where you're at.
Yes, I do.
See, you don't want to move, but your husband does.
No, I don't want to know.
So right now is not the right time.
It's my sister. I live with my sister.
So you will move, but right now it's not the right time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now we would... Eventually, yeah. I have no... But now it's not the right time. So when do you think that maybe would be the right time? How soon then, maybe?
Sometime next month.
Next month?
I'd say the middle of next month.
Are you serious? That soon?
Yeah.
Why would I be moving
the middle or probably the end.
I'll be moving that soon?
Because it shows in the calendar, astrology calendar, they're saying it would be good for moving at the middle or at the end of next month.
Well, my daughter has to move by May. She and her husband will have to be moving because the house that they're renting is being foreclosed on. But for me, I really don't want to move. Not
for
right
you,
now.
You got time.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
That's why I said
you really don't want to, but your husband
because
does.
Because I keep hearing about all this.
Yeah,
so don't rush into it, you know, because if you do, you'll go against your intuition. Can you hear me?
I think we lost her, Adrian.
Hello.
Adrian, can you hear me?
Did we lose her?
Yeah, we lost her.
I hear you. Do you hear me?
With the next caller... We're going to go ahead with Flipper Gemma. Hello, you're on there.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and what's your name, please?
My name is Brenda.
Brenda, and where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
Australia. Wonderful. And do you have a question for Adrian tonight?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the effects of 2012 will be on Australia, really.
What kind of, has
Australia
gone through?
Yeah. What the effects will be of 2012, what do you think will happen with Australia?
There's going to be a lot of floods.
Yeah, that's already happening.
Yeah, a lot of floods, a lot of bad weather conditions, a lot of earthquake, a lot of everything. A lot of things are really shifting in Australia. That's what I'm feeling right now.
I live right on the coastline up north of Queensland, and I'm just wondering if it'd be better if I move inland.
To England?
No, inland, inland, not on the coast.
Yes,
I'd
rather away
from
that.
That
would be really good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Get away from the ocean.
Yeah, I'm right on the ocean.
And now, what have you been experiencing?
Yeah, get away from that.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, what have you been experiencing in Australia?
A lot of bad weather. We haven't had a summer at all. It's been really cold, very wet, a lot of floods, not getting into high temperatures at all. It hasn't been a summer, really. It's been more of a winter. So that's, you know, climate-wise, that's what we've been suffering. I work as a spiritual teacher myself. I'm a psychic, and I notice there's a lot of patterns with good versus evil at the moment. There's a lot of evilers making their last stands and trying to show force, but I've just noticing that on a personal level and on a work level, that's
right.
Definitely been happening.
And also I wanted to ask you, have you, you know, been doing a lot of research? You know, have you been going on the internet learning about, you know, these, you know, the shifting, you know, of this earth, you know, on its axis? You know, we're going through a lot of earth changes. And that's why, you know, Australia is experiencing what it is right now.
Yeah, I do a lot of research on 2012.
Right.
I look at all the prophecies. I look at the Mayan calendar. But personally, I feel the effects of energy. And there's definitely changes of energy here. And there's a lot of UFOs in the skies lately, which I'm not a big UFO person, but it's hard to miss them because they're right there. And so
have
there's
you,
yeah, a lot of energy.
Have you seen any UFOs lately?
There's a certain star that we have here that changes different color each night. Sometimes it's red, sometimes it's blue, and sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. I'm not sure if it's a UFO because it's not close enough to view it as one of them. But it's definitely not a star.
Right. I have seen UFOs in the sky in the area where we live. I worked graveyard shift for about 15 years. So I was always had an eye in the sky all the time. And it's amazing. You know, we know that, you know, they're out there. You know, a lot of the ETs. Main thing is, you know, they're not all there like Hollywood portrays, you know, to harm us. A lot of it, they're just observing, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. No, they're definitely out there. You can feel their energy. And they're not there to harm, of course. They're just there to observe what we're going through and how we're coping with it, learning lessons for them as well for us.
Right. Have you ever heard of the talks of Dolores Cannon?
Yeah, I've read a few of her books when she's done hypnosis and took them back and things like that, and they've come from alien planets and they go
right
into the void. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, she's a very interesting lady, and she's done a lot of research, you know, about these ETs, and they've communicated with her and gave her a lot of messages as to what to expect during, you know, 2012 and preparing us for the new world. And I think, you know, the Earth's going through the changes, like she mentioned, that, you know, we're getting into that vibration, you know, gradually preparing, you know, so that we can all ascend into the new world.
I'm not sure if you've heard this or not, but I was doing some research and they were saying that the Galactic Federation council has changed its views on 2012, that there was going to be a lot of major earthquakes and volcanoes and you know, natural disasters, but now I've heard that it's not going to be as extreme as what they once thought. It's still going to happen, but it's
right.
not going to take as many lives as it was once going to.
Right.
Have you heard about that at all?
Yeah, I've heard, you know, I've done some research also. Have you ever heard of Saint Germain?
Yes.
He's one of the ones that's working along with the ETs, you know, in the Galactic Federation, along with the White Knights. And he's just sort of working sort of low profile. You know, a lot of people don't know about him, but, you know, we're not working alone. You know, there is other, you know, sources out there that are working so that we don't have to experience a lot of the things, you know, that are, you know, these, all these different catastrophes that we've heard about over the years. A lot of it is the media and the Illuminati, you know, have projected a lot of this and putting a lot of fear into people.
I think they're losing power now. From my research, a lot of them are mass suiciding, and they, you know, with the financial dollar the way it is at the moment, they don't want to live in their ego without their money. So I really feel like there's a big shift with the Illuminati and the New Order. I feel like they're losing control, they're losing power, and the new
right.
spiritual age is definitely coming in.
Well, a lot of it is, you know, we're going into more enlightenment, you know, where a lot of this truth is being exposed. And more people are beginning to awaken, you know, a lot more light workers out there. You know, numbers are growing.
Definitely. From, I do psychic readings every day, and that's my job. And 20 years ago, you know, people didn't know about 2012 and all of this. And now I'm absolutely flat-strapped with people asking about 2012. So there's definitely been 100% awakening here in Australia. Like, it's gone crazy here.
You know, it's interesting. My son, Adrian, for some reason, he was having technical difficulties tonight. He's not on the air right now, but it's just me and you right now. And I just wanted to share with you, my son, Adrian, you know, he had a close psychic friend that, you know, he was sort of concerned. And so he asked the question, where is a safe place to be, you know, when this all happens? And the whole thing is there is no safe place. The
no,
only safe
not.
Place is being with God.
Yeah, the only safe place is within your heart and your intentions.
That's right. That's right. And we have
yes.
to, you know, all remember that it's based on our faith, you know, how strong can we be, you know, when any kind of darkness or, trying to overpower us, you know.
Yeah, I have this saying with my clients because, like I said to you, I live on the coast, and
right.
they're all saying, why don't you move inland, you know, where it's going to be safer. But like I say to them, how do you know that's going to be safer? Because you're still going to get the earthquakes and the avalanches and everything else. That there's no safe place. I just putting out there that if it does ever happen, because I have a funny feeling there might be a few tsunamis that will happen, that the waters,
yeah.
I'm just going to be like Noah and split the sea in half, and it's not
yeah.
going to affect my place. And I have that strong belief that I'm safe,
you know,
and protected.
It's interesting because I honestly believe as long as we continue to be, you know, the light bearers and sending out these messages and helping others and doing all the things, you know, for the highest good, that, you know, we're going to get some kind of sign, some kind of warning, you know, to help us and prepare us, you know, so that we can go into safety, you know.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
We'll be,
I've been told I'm here to help the animals, so my job
yeah.
is to make a sanctuary at home to let all the wild animals come in and help them out during this time.
Right. And that's so wonderful. I mean, you know, if everybody just did their part, you know, things would be so much better.
And, yeah, they're trying to.
Yeah. The main thing is we can't buy into the fear and all the, you know, the negativity that, the Illuminati and the dark side trying to put out there, you know.
Yeah, no way. It's a beautiful spiritual new age time, and I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I told my son, you know, when all this happens, I'm just going to raise my arms up into the sky and say, you know, thank you. You know, thank you for, you know, all, you know, what we receive, you know.
Yeah, it's a true blessing to be here at this time.
It is. I mean, a lot of our ancestors, you know, they'd only heard about something like this years ago, but they knew they would never live to see that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be living witnesses, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be the ones telling our great-grandchildren what we went through.
Right. And that's what's going to be, to me, you know, part of that glory, you know, part of that, you know, being able to share that with others, you know. You know, if God wanted to take us, he could have took us a long time ago.
Yeah.
He wanted us to be here now at this time and experience.
But he also wanted us to be light workers.
Yeah.
He chose us to be the light workers to help with Mother Earth through this time and to help people through this time.
That's right.
You're right, we would have passed over and we wouldn't be here. So,
yeah.
You know, we're definitely here for a higher purpose.
For sure. And, you know, and that's what we have to all remember, you know, why we're here and where we're going and what we're going to experience, you know, while we're there.
Definitely.
The main thing is, you know, people are so afraid of dying. And all we're going to go through is just another transition, you know, another spiritual awakening, you know, that's all we're going to, you know, we're going to go home.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of death.
No.
I love death. I love the process of death. It's like a rebirth. So, no,
yeah.
I'm not scared of death at all.
No. You know, and that's why, you know, we have to be in gratitude, you know, just for being alive every day. You know, and, you know, so many people are out there wishing their lives away. You know, I wish it's a Monday now. I wish it was a Friday. You know, it's 2010. I wish it was 2011, you know.
Yeah.
You know, why can't we live day by day and be thankful for, you know, all that we receive?
Yeah, live in the moment.
Live in the moment, like you say.
Mm.
You know, and I just wanted to share this with you, you know, to, you know.
Well,
you know,
it's a great group.
You know, we're all working together. You know, we're all, you know, doing different callings, you know, helping people, inspiring them, but we're all, you know, doing the same thing, you know. And that's to, you know, let people know, you know, that we're all there to support one another so that we could all return into oneness, you know, and leave this world of duality.
Yeah, we all have a purpose.
Yeah.
It's hard for some people to realize what their purpose is, but once they do, it makes their life a lot clearer.
Right. And how long have you been doing your readings in Australia?
Since I was 18 years old, and I'm 42 now.
Wow.
For a long time.
It is, yeah. Me and my
and
son, my son is he's 28 years old, and I just turned 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
In December,
fantastic.
Yeah. And we we love it. You know, we just keep asking for more.
Yeah.
We just it's something that we love doing. I mean,
well, it's good you're spreading the word.
You know, and that's why we decided to start our radio show. You know, how can we, you know, get our word out? You know, how can we spread this news? You know, and it was amazing. We've only been doing this for a couple of years now, and we have over 3,000 listeners. You know, I thought that was amazing. You know,
that is fantastic because people are interested. They need to hear all different points of view about it and not just be in the fear base.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there, you know, and now we all have to be in the moment, in the now, you know.
All right, well, I better go. Thank you very much for letting
me
on air and talking with
you. And you, you know, you will all be there, you know, and so that we can help one another and feel free at any time to call us back.
Thank you very much. Angel blessings to you and your son.
Blessings.
Bye.
I can love for you. Okay, bye.
Thank you.